Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan seems to be preparing the financial markets for higher interest rates. Greenspan spoke by satellite to a bankers' conference in London yesterday, and he said the Fed hopes to be able to raise short-term rates at a measured pace. But that is not a foregone conclusion, as NPR's Jack Speer reports.
It was a more forthcoming Alan Greenspan who addressed participants in an international monetary conference. Greenspan said while the Fed hopes to take interest rates up in an orderly way, it will do whatever is needed to keep the economy on track.
The FOMC is prepared to do what is required to fulfill our obligations to achieve the maintenance of price stability.
One reason for the increased candor by the Fed chairman may be to prevent a repeat of the situation a decade ago when a rapid rise in interest rates took some by surprise. Analysts say the chairman also appears to be trying to clarify comments issued at the conclusion of the Fed's meeting last month. Bert Ely is a banking and monetary policy expert.
Many in the markets placed way too much stock in the statement after the last FOMC meeting that the policy accommodation can be removed at a pace that is likely to be measured. I think many people dropped out the word likely and said, oh, this is a commitment that it will be a measured increase. And what Greenspan is saying, maybe yes, maybe no.
The market is already bracing for a quarter point hike in rates at the Fed's next meeting this month. But some analysts, including Ely, say Greenspan's comments could open the door to an even larger rate increase.
This suggests that there's an even higher probability of an increase, and it may also suggest that the first increase will be half of a percentage point instead of the minimum of 0.25 point.
The Fed has held short-term interest rates at 46-year lows for a year now and hasn't raised rates since May of 2000. However, with recent signs of increased spending by businesses along with a pickup in hiring, Fed policymakers may soon have little choice but to start pushing interest rates higher. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.